Good. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Olympia Public Infrastructure District. Today is July 28th. It's 11:03 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if we could get everyone on the call to state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with the board. Rye, your chair. You want to start?
Yeah, Ryan Button, board chair.
Kirk Young, board clerk.
David Hutchison, Wasile.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. First up, board, we need to have a public hearing in regards to the budget amendment to the 2024 budget. So what I'll need then is a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Kurt.
I'll second.
Thanks, Rye. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, board, we're now in a public hearing, and that's to take public comment regarding the amendment to the 2024 budget. So, with that, I'm going to turn it over to David so he can walk through the amendment for us.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. So, for the amendment, we are amending the debt service fund and the capital projects funds. We had so here's our original budget. We're updating that for some of the actuals. As of year end, we had 8,605 of interest income, 1,740 in contract fee revenues, and then we're updating the bond principal. We had missed one of the payments in here, so it's 889,000. And then we just added a contingency just in case if anything needed to be updated for from the audit. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $503,103. In the capital projects fund, we added the bond issuance proceeds, 1,903,000. And updated interest income to 409,870, and the expenditures bond discount stays the same along with the bond issue costs increased slightly, $923,102, and capital outlay was increased to 15,101,628, and 25,000 added in as a contingency just in case anything was missed and for the audit, giving us an ending fund balance of 6,873,997. So those are the changes that were made. Now, let me open it up to any questions or anything you guys wanted to look at.
So this is we're amending right now for basically how we ended 2024. This is,
Correct.
and our years are true calendar years.
Correct. Also.
So just I'm pretty sure I understand this, but I just want to make sure the interest income that we're earning, I guess, those are that 400,000, that's now eligible, additional dollars that we are eligible to spend on infrastructure. Is that correct?
Yes, that's money that has gone into your investment accounts in dedicated to the capital projects fund, and likewise in the debt service fund. That, it's a smaller amount, but it's dedicated for those purpose for debt service or for capital projects.
So we on that very first page obviously are paying this back a lot quicker than we had anticipated. The contract fee revenues, at least for 2024, were nearly triple the amount that we had anticipated. If we were to maintain that rate, which we may or may not, that's really an economic question. We'll look backwards and answer. But if we were to maintain this accelerated pace from where we anticipated, and this bond gets retired years in advance of what we anticipated, because all the contract fee bond is the one I'm referring to. What does that mean for the homeowners or the residents there? I mean, obviously the property tax one is separate, and I know it has to run its course. But the contract fee one, does that just mean that those investors who bought the bonds are just getting their capital back quicker, and or is there some benefit to getting paid off quicker or not really?
So I'd have to pull up the indenture to confirm this exactly what it is, but there's usually a redemption clause that after a certain number of years that or I guess it's a certain percentage of the amount that gets paid back on top of this, and maybe Matt could chime in also on that, but he might be more familiar with that specifically for the contract fee revenue or with those
Because
bonds.
I seem to remember we had to keep a certain amount of money in reserves basically to cover those payments. And so I guess what I'm trying to figure out is if we keep staying way ahead of schedule and we retire again the contract fee bond years in advance, my memory is that we would have some additional funds we would then be able to access that are currently kind of held in reserve. Is that? That's really my question is I'm trying to figure out kind of what we have to, what we should be looking to spend in the big
Yeah,
picture.
the
And
reserve fund, right, is dedicated to the bond funds, to the debt service fund. So you're not going to get access to use them for capital because that is in reserve in case, let's say, in the assessment bonds, say you get behind on the assessments. That's there as the backstop.
but
So
isn't it two different pots of money because of the two different bonds? Isn't there a reserve on both, or is there not on the contract fee?
The contract, if I'm remembering correctly, are the A2 series, and that's where we've had that pledged revenue is sitting there, and that's to be used for those bond payments. So there's the there is not the same type of reserve set up there as there is on the tax or limited tax obligation bonds and assessment bonds.
Okay, so getting it paid off early doesn't really do us any good. Again, that's going to be market conditions anyway. I'm not influencing it one way or the other. I was just kind of curious if if getting it paid off early, which is what's almost certainly going to happen, years and years and years in advance, I was trying to figure out if that was going to be beneficial to the PID or not.
I'll go back to the indenture and find the specific clause, the redemption clause for these for the contract fee revenue or are these bonds and confirm the timing of what it is because it from what I that typically we see is after a few years you can redeem or pay off these bonds and it's like a 3% fee. If you pay it off before then, I want to say it's like a 10% fee. And then sometimes you're not even eligible to do it until a certain date. But after so many years that drops down to zero. And so you avoid those fees and it's kind of a, you have to weigh in, is this worth, paying it off early to avoid these fees versus, additional stuff, but the contract fees are a little bit different than the property tax in that setup. But so I'll have to look back at the indenture to confirm for sure exactly how that works.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you could just send me an email later and just walk me through that. Just like I said, I'd like to understand what.
I'll take a look at it here while we're in the meeting, and maybe I can find something before we part ways.
Okay. That'll be great.
Thanks,
Thank
Matt.
you. Okay. I don't have any additional questions on this.
Okay. So I don't see any members of the public on. So with that, then what I need is a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up, board meeting minutes from our April 28th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve then?
I'll
I'll
make a
make a
motion.
motion to approve the minutes.
Thanks, Kurt.
Second.
Thanks, Rye. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. I am going to take these out of order while Matt's looking. We'll talk about the amendment then to the budget. So here's the budget resolution, just says that we're amending the 24 budget. Any questions?
No.
Okay, could I get a motion then to approve resolution 2025-03, amending the 2024 budget?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2025-03.
Thanks, Kurt.
I'll second.
Thanks, Rye. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, I will send that to you. So if you'll both be looking for that. All right, David, I'm going to turn it over to you. We'll cover the second quarters. That'll give Matt just a minute to be looking.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, Michael. And so for Olympia Public Infrastructure District number one, June 30th financial statements as of the end of that date, we have in the balance sheet, we have accounts payable $5,885, and we've had in the debt service fund with $2,667,000 split between the bond fund and the reserve fund there. Debt service with $3,484,000. This is the second debt service here, mostly in the pledged revenues there. And in the capital projects fund, we have $5,182,000 or $83,000 rounded split between the project fund A1, A2, and the B funds there. And moving on to the general fund, we've had $18,000 of expenditures to date of the $51,000 that we've had budgeted. So we're still coming in good on as far as our budgets are going. We have not had any developer events. We had transfers from other funds of $12,216. And that at the moment is gives us a negative ending fund balance of $5,885. And that's due to the accounts payable. In the debt service fund, the first debt service fund, the A1 and B, we've had interest income of $63,000. So we've had expenditures of bond interest payment of $615,070, and then giving us an ending fund balance of $2,667,023. And the Series 2024 A2 debt service fund, we have interest income $28,499, contract fee revenues of $2.94 million, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $3.484 million. In the capital projects fund, have interest income $107,357 and cost reimbursement of $7,503,000. And then we've had expenditures of capital outlay of $9,314,000 and the transfer to the general fund of the $12,216. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $5,182,939. And let's see, just as a quick note here, so we've have the interest payment, the entire interest payment was made payable March, so no additional interest payment on the A1 bonds for this year. But
hey, David, will you stay down there for me?
Stay down there. Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to, so Rye, part of the answer to your question will be, if you look, the first through 29, we make no principal payments. So all of that money up till then is kind of the guarantee to the investors that they're going to get that much in interest, no matter what.
Isn't this the property tax one, though?
It is. But just to let you know, the other ones are kind of similar. Now, the assessments are going to be different, and Matt's looking that stuff up. But because they're all based on the number of units and all of that, right, and each assessment, if you do pay those off, there shouldn't be the same level of penalty because it should be factored in, right? You have only so many units, and once you sell all those units and get the assessments, there's nowhere else to put the money than to pay back on the bond. So there shouldn't be the same restrictions on the general obligation, the property tax versus the assessments. But I just wanted you to see those first 5 years really are when the investors know that's kind of their profit for sure. And then after that, they get additional, as you see, going down for the, I want to say these were what, 30?
55, 30 years.
Yeah. So anyway, hopefully that helped a little bit. It's not quite apples to apples, but.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Any questions on those financials?
Nope.
Okay. Can I get a motion then to approve the second quarter financials as presented?
Go ahead, Kirk.
Go back and forth on that last one. Okay.
Come on, do them all today. You're the guy.
I'll make a motion to approve the, is it the quarter two?
Yeah.
The quarter two financials.
Thanks.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Rye. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. And you guys look for signatures on that budget amendment, by the way. All right. Let me pull up. So here's the second amended and restated governing documents, the ones Matt sent to us. So on the agenda, it talks about how we need to approve and accept these. Matt, they had talked about, Rye had talked about that, I guess, had we approved them before and we just hadn't seen the signed ones? Can you explain or help us?
It's possible. I mean, under normal circumstances, I think we would have the board approve it before it goes to the city, which we might have done here, but certainly there's no issue with having the board accept them now that they've been approved by the city. So.
And we did not get a resolution for them. So can we put in the motion that we approve them and then sign the resolution upon legal counsel review? You good with that, Matt?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. You guys have any questions on them?
No.
Okay. So I think the motion would be to accept the second amended and restated governing documents and approve resolution based on legal counsel review.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the second amended and restated governing documents and a resolution based off of legal counsel.
Perfect. Thanks, Kurt.
I'll second.
Thanks, Rye. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, that's everything I show. Just know I'm going to be sending over the quarterly report update for any of the construction updates for the second quarter. So if you guys will look for those, be thinking about it. Matt, you have anything?
Yeah, I was just going to say I've been skimming through the indenture here, and the special revenue bonds that are secured with the contract fees. They're actually structured really simply with the project fund and the bond fund. There's no reserves or anything set aside for future access. Basically, the entire project fund was available up front, and so there's nothing tied to, payment of the contract fees, with the exception of there is a provision that says once all of the contract fees are paid, then even if there's still a remaining balance on the bond, that the bond is discharged at that point. So it's tied specifically to repayment of the contract fees for all the units. And once that's done, then the bond obligation ends.
Okay. Now, what I do remember is that they would not allow us to bond for the full number of units in case something were to change. And so I think they only let us go against like 90%, something like that, of our performed units, so that there's a little bit of cushion in case, you know, because we didn't have all of our final approvals and everything else. So what I believe will happen then is if we get to those last maybe 100 units or whatever, those $15,000 contract fees will roll into our account, and those will be additional funds that we can use at the finish line of.
That is a potential scenario. I mean, if you have sufficient contract fees, basically the opposite of the scenario I just described. If you have sufficient contract fees that you pay off the bonds completely, and you know, when you've only paid 90% of the contract fees, the contract fees will still continue for the remaining units, and that'll be additional revenue that to the district that's not pledged to the bonds. So that would be essentially PID revenue that the PID could then apply to, you know, reimbursement for additional eligible costs outside of.
Okay. Yeah, that's the scenario. I mean, barring some economic collapse, that's the scenario we're going to run into, because.
Okay.
Not only do I believe in that we're going to blow past our performance time frame to get all these in, we added additional units, even from what we had performed on the front end, into the district one. And so, yeah, we're going to have, it'll be more than 10% or whatever that are not pledged, which will be a chunk of money, because I think we had run it for around close to 1,000 units, and we've added, so that's going to be, you know, 100 plus units that will have, you know, that'd be another 1.5 million, you know, that. Yeah. It's a number that's meaningful.
That doesn't suck, that's for sure.
Yeah. So I think when that does happen, then it'll just be up to the board to decide how to apply those funds. Obviously, the funds still have to be applied to, you know, eligible costs.
Sure.
But I'm sure you have plenty of those. So
yeah, no worries there. So one other question. Oh, sorry. Are we done on the agenda?
Yeah.
So got a motion to close the meeting?
Sure.
All right. I'll make a motion to close the meeting for today.
I'll second.
All right. Thanks, Kurt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Christy.